and the Polo Grounds. An intuitive storyteller with a keen memory for the telling detail, Bud recalls a game at Yankee Stadium on his 15th birthday. To his glee, a big cake was rolled onto the field before the game began. Bud thought that his omnipotent mother had somehow managed to arrange the celebration just for him. In actuality, the cake marked manager Casey Stengel's birthday. After Bud graduated from the University of Wisconsin and joined his father's car dealership, baseball became not merely an avocation, but the essence of his life. When the Milwaukee Braves stunned the city and state by announcing a move to Atlanta, Selig and a small group of business and civic leaders fought to give Milwaukee a second chance at baseball. It took 5 years to put the money together and build acceptance from Major League Baseball, but the group was finally able to purchase the bankrupt Seattle Pilots and bring the team to Milwaukee. In honor of the minor league team that had been Bud's first love, they were rechristened the Milwaukee Brewers. The story of the realization of a new park for the Brewers, Miller Park, named for the Miller Brewing Company, is one of intense political drama. After months of struggle with the governor and the legislature, the financing plan was passed by the state assembly, but lacked the votes to survive in the state senate. The package called for a sales tax in the four-county area that included Milwaukee. After George Petak, the senator from neighboring Racine County, announced his support for the legislation, his fellow legislators insisted on adding his county to the four that would be taxed. On behalf of his own county, Petak initially felt compelled to vote no. In the middle of the night, however, he reversed his vote, and the bill passed 16-15. Petak knew he would face a political firestorm, but believed a thriving baseball team would benefit all Wisconsin and didn't believe there was any other way to keep the team in the state. That firestorm was not long in coming. Residents in Racine County forced a recall vote, and Petak was voted out of office. To this day, George Petak remains a hero to Bud Selig and to all fans of the Milwaukee Brewers. Watching the Brewers from the owner's seat, Selig acknowledges, was both exhilarating and agonizing. Like so many rabid fans, Bud is superstitious. When the game was tight in the late innings, he followed a 7-minute rule. He would leave his seat and pace the hallway, hiding behind a girder. There he could figure out what was happening by the cheers or groans. For some reason, he found it less painful to hear what was happening than to actually watch the action. Unless, of course, the cheers rose in volume, and then he could race back to his seat. When Bud Selig was selected by his fellow owners as acting commissioner and then baseball commissioner, a post he would hold for 22 years, the game he loved was in drastic jeopardy. He recognized, he writes, that a sport resistant to change had to change if it was going to survive, much less thrive. The gap between the big and small market clubs was widening at an alarming rate. The same few teams made it to the playoffs year after year, dampening the hopes and attendance of fans in dozens of other cities. In these same troubled years, an unprecedented, literally unbelievable number of home runs were being hit. Something more than new workout equipment, smaller ballparks, or dilution of pitching talent because of an expanded number of teams was at play here. This memoir takes us through each of these significant struggles with vivid detail that enlivens the main characters involved, including the emotional, combustible Yankee owner George Steinbrenner, the L.A. Dodgers' Walter O'Malley, forever a despised figure in Brooklyn, and in Selig's opinion, a leader more concerned with himself and the fortunes of his own team than the good of the game. The Union's bleeping Marvin Miller, who Selig believes, despite the immense power he wielded in his fights with the owners, belongs in the Hall of Fame, and Henry Aaron, a giant on and off the field, and Selig's close friend for 60 years. Indeed, the first chapter recounts the agony Bud experienced when Barry Bonds, a suspected steroids user, was closing in on Hank Aaron's career home run title of 750.